to have Brandon and Shelly here, and also Brooke. She's been was here Wednesday night, but we're glad to have her with us. Our scripture reading will come from Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1. Try to just get in the way and get out of the way here. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse number 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I want to preach from verse number 1, and I want to preach on a question this morning. Shall we continue in sin? That's what I want to preach on. Shall we continue in sin? Paul is talking about the riches of grace. Matter of fact, in the chapter leading up to this, he says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. In Romans chapter 5, and I know you're still standing, but we're going to pray. Amen. He's talking about the greater power of grace than sin, and how that grace has more power than sin. And where sin is, there's more grace. Where there's sin, there's more grace. God has more grace. Amen. And then he asked this question, what are we going to say about it then? Since more sin, God just gives more grace. Are we going to continue in sin? And his answer is, God forbid. Amen. And I'm going to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me, and y'all will pray for me just a little while. I want to preach on, shall we continue in sin? Would you pray that God would speak to our hearts? Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that for everyone that is here in your place, in your house. Lord, I'm unworthy to stand before your people and preach your word. And I pray, God, for a holy unction from heaven and a touch from heaven that would touch us in a way that we leave here changed, Lord. We ask for your word to be anointed today and that you speak to us directly from your word. Pray, God, that you touch our hearts and that your word would just bring forth fruit. Meet us in these altars today. God, I pray that you give us salvation today. That you give deliverance today, God, and victory in these altars. Pray, God, that there is salvation poured out upon us, Lord, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of sin that rests upon mankind, the power of sin that rests upon our society that we live in, amen, the power of sin is unfathomable. It cannot be put into words. It cannot be written in books. Amen. It cannot even be imagined or understood or comprehended in minds how powerful sin is on the people and the world that we live in. Amen. I thank God for the power of grace that it is greater than sin. Amen. God's grace is greater than sin. And I give God glory for that today. We cannot abuse the divine grace. God is not pleased that man abuse the divine grace. Amen. There are those that have full intentions of getting right before the Lord comes back. Getting right before they die. And I thank God for his grace. Church, I've been there when people was drawing their last breath. Amen. There's a crying out to God. Now I'm going to tell you, I believe that God had mercy upon them. I believe that God reached down in His love, and the Bible talks about mercy that we cannot understand. Amen. And the love of God that is greater than anything that we could ever imagine in this world. Amen. I thank God for His love. Jesus is hanging on the cross. And one songwriter said, even in death, He remembered the thief hanging next to His side. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's almost to say, it is finished. Hallelujah. Amen. But before He says it is finished, He says, today thou shalt be with Me in paradise. There is a man hanging there in sin, brothers and sisters. Amen. He's hanging there in his sin, and he turns and he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Bible says that Jesus saith unto him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the grace of God. But shall we continue in sin? Church, are we just going to keep on sinning? Are we just going to keep on living in sin? Amen. Hallelujah. He asked the question here, shall we continue in sin? Let me ask you something today. Are you going to continue in sin? Are you going to continue walking in the ways of sin? The Bible is very clear that God does not intend it for it to be that way for any one of us. Amen. The Bible is very clear when Romans chapter 6 and verse 2 says, God forbid. Amen. God forbid sin. God is not pleased with sin. And so I'm just going to throw this in here for us today. And if y'all will pray for me through the service. Amen. As I try to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you'll just pray for me that God would touch us. Amen. That God would speak to our hearts. Amen. That God would help us. I would appreciate it today. Amen. Shall we continue in sin? Are we just going to keep on sinning? Are we just going to keep on doing wrong? God forbid that we should continue to sin. Amen. We need to turn our back on sin. Turn our back on the things of this world. Turn our back on what, amen, we know is wrong. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, God forbid. I want to preach two things this morning about shall we continue in sin. First, I want to preach on, are we going to continue in sin when we know the results of sin? Amen. When we know what the end result of sin is, when we know the tears and the brokenness and the broken dreams and the broken home and the broken family and the broken bank accounts, amen, and the broken hearts, amen, are we going to continue in sin when we know, amen, what it does to our life, when we know what it does to our children, when we know what it does to our families, when we know what it does to our finances, when we know what it does to our health? Hallelujah, church. I'm preaching simple this morning. Y'all can help me. I hope you can help me. Are we going to continue in sin when we know the end results? I know what the devil does. I know he paints such a beautiful picture. Amen. You go down, you look, amen, at the things that the enemy offers and all of the things that the devil offers. And all of that, you know, and I mean, it's always the most beautiful thing. He paints such a pretty picture before our children's eyes. I mean, he paints a picture like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's like a dream. I mean, living the dream. But we know that it's not that way. People wake up in the jail cell, amen, and realize, oh, that sin wasn't worth it. Cain said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Amen. Cain, God put a mark on Cain, and he was judged because he sinned. Amen. And God told him, said, before he killed Abel, he said, sin lieth at the door. Amen. Sin is right there at the door, Cain. Amen. And we know the end result. We can read through the Bible, church. We read about Cain. Amen. How he was and how he lived his life. Amen. He said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. We know about Achan. Amen. And how he, amen, coveted that Babylonian garment. Amen. And those things that God said, give to me, because it was the first city that they went into, the land of Canaan. God said, everything is mine. But Cain hid it under the tent. Amen. And we know the story where they stoned him with stones. We know that his family was stoned with stones. Come on, church. We know the end result of sin in Lot. When he lifted up his eyes and beheld the well-watered plains of Jordan. When it was all said and done, he lost his sons-in-laws and his daughters. Amen. His two daughters that went to the mountains with him. Amen. They were so warped in their mind that they gave birth to their father's child. Amen. His wife turned around behind him and became a pillar of salt. We know the results of sin. Amen. Are we going to continue in sin when we read stories in the Bible like Cain and Eve and Adam? Amen. When they partook of sin and the end result was not what the devil promised. The end result was not what we thought it was going to be. Hallelujah, church. I'm going to let you out on time. Can y'all help me preach just a little while this morning? Amen. People are continuing in sin and they already know the end result. Amen. The end result is hell and a life without God. Amen. And the flames of destruction. Amen. And yet we still will continue in sin when we know what the result is. Y'all have probably heard this before, but somebody said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now I want to ask us today, how many times do we have to say the same thing? How many times do we realize I'm in the same place I was a few years ago, or last week, or last month, or 10 years? What? I'm in the same place. Praise God. Are we going to continue in sin? Shall we continue in sin when we know what the results is going to be? Not only can we look in the Bible, brothers and sisters. Amen. We can look at family members. We can look at those that are around us. We can look at the world that we live in. And sin's results, amen, is still given the same payment. Amen. The wages of sin is death. Amen. The Bible is true. Amen. Because God said, let God be true and every man a liar. It's the truth. Amen. We can't do the same thing and expect something different. Hallelujah. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I come to ask us a question this morning. Shall we continue in sin when we know the results? Amen. We know the results of sin is going to be destruction. Amen. The Bible talks about there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Amen. There is no inner peace. Amen. You can try to drown it out, and people try to drown it out with a lot of different things. They may try to drown it out with drugs or alcohol or relationships. Amen. And it may help in some form or fashion. But I'm going to tell you something. Another relationship will end in the same disaster. Amen. Without the touch of God. And without the unity of God in our life. Amen. Another marriage will end in disaster. Amen. Without the peace of God. Let me ask you something. Was it any better last time? No. It was the same result. What's the problem? A three-letter word. Sin. Amen. Are we going to keep on sinning? Amen. When we know what it done to us in the past. Oh, church. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Amen. We need to pray that God will open people's eyes. Amen. The results are the same. Amen. The same results. Oh God. Same exact results. Amen. I was in a service the other day, And a preacher was preaching about where, and I love that statement or story or analogy that Jesus gives where said, you build your house on the rock and your house will stand. And if you build your house on the sand, that it will fall. You know, in Matthew chapter 7, ain't it? Verse 21. He said, or 22 or 23, right there where he says, somewhere in, right there in Matthew, at the end, the latter end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to a man who, a wise man who built his house on a rock. The floods came, the winds came, the rains came. Amen. But it stood. And then, whosoever heareth these sayings and doeth them not, I will liken him to a man who built his house on the sand. Amen. Or maybe it says foolish man. But anyways, one built the house on the sand, one built the house on the rock. Amen. And I've said before that both of them had rains and both of them had storms. And I'm telling you, just because you're saved don't mean you're not going to have storms and rains. And just because you're a sinner don't mean you ain't going to have storms and rains. Amen. But this preacher said, don't blame your fall on the storm. They say, man, the trouble in my life has caused me to fall. Don't blame our fall on the storm, because the house next to us stood and they got the same storm. But the reason they didn't fall is they did what they knew they should do. They obeyed the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God tells us, amen, to shun sin, to flee lust, amen, to stay away from the things that drag our soul down. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, it is of the world. And he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Shall we continue in sin when we know the results? I'm going to tell you, the sun rises on the evil and the good. It rains on the just and the unjust. We're going to face troubles. We're going to face trials. We're going to have financial difficulties. We're going to have sickness and disease. Amen, but we can last it because there's a healer. Amen, there's a deliverer. There's one that can help us in a time of need. Amen. If we'll turn our back on sin. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Ananias and Sapphira, we was talking about them in Sunday school this morning. They agreed together to lie against the Holy Ghost. They made an agreement to lie together. They made an agreement to go to hell. You realize that? Now, I really don't think that Ananias and Sapphira looked at each other and said, hey, let's just go to hell. Oh, Lord, help us today. Oh, God. Oh, God. Turn around. You don't have to go to hell. That is a lie of the devil. You do not have to go to hell. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It don't matter what anybody says. Amen. The Word of God is greater than anybody or anything, or any prophecy, or any prediction. Amen. You don't have to go to hell. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But Ananias and Sapphira made a deal together. Amen. And I felt like the Lord dealt with me some time ago that there are those that have accepted the fact they're going to go to hell. And I felt like God told me they're believing a lie of the devil. Amen. I felt like God dealt with me, church. Amen. I went to youth camp down in Alabama. I was working in the concession stand. There's a man there. He didn't have no teeth. Amen. It's all gone. He had just got out of jail. And he was saved and living for God at that time. And I believe he still is, as far as I know. But I got to work with him there in the concession stand, making cotton candy and snow cones. And he got to telling me his story. Amen. He looked at me one day. He said, Brother Snow, the devil had convinced me that I was going to go to hell. He said, so I pulled a knife on a policeman, hoping he would shoot me and kill me and put me out of my misery. Amen. But he said, you know, amen, they tased me. Hallelujah. Instead of shooting me with a gun, he said, they tased me. And he said, here I am today when I should be in hell or could be in hell. Amen. Because God's mercy. Amen. And God proved the devil is a liar. I want to tell you something today. I said, I want to tell you, amen, that I felt like the Lord dealt with me
a few days ago, I stood there in that concession stand and I said, I felt like the Lord dealt with me a few days ago that the devil is convincing backsliders and people in this world that they have to go to hell. Amen. But the devil is a liar. Come on, church. The devil is a liar. He's always lying. And you know what he's afraid? He's afraid somebody will turn around and God will put their life on the rock and change them around. And he'll be proved out to be the liar that we all know that he is.
Hallelujah. The devil's scared to death you're going to serve God. And God's going to fix it for you. Because I stand flat-footed right here and don't bat an eye and tell you, if you turn it over to God and quit sinning, he will fix it for you. You believe that? I believe it. It's too late in the evening for you to tell me different. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody said, I might have been born yesterday, but I've been up all night. Hallelujah. Come on now, I've seen him do it too many times. I said, I've seen him do it too many times. And if you will, I've seen him do it in your life, where you was weeping and crying, and then you was smiling and rejoicing and helping others. Are we going to continue in sin when we know the end result? Hey, amen. We don't have to. Amen. Turn around. It's time to turn around. It's time to give it to God. It's time to get out of the sinning business.
Hallelujah. When we know, shall we continue in sin? When we know the remedy. Shall we continue in sin when we know the result of sin? Shall we continue in sin when we know the remedy? Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to just keep on sinning when God stands there with his arms outstretched.
And come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
I'm going to tell you how I feel this morning, church. I feel like there's somebody here and their heart is so heavy. I feel like there's somebody here and they just, things in their life has got them so down and sin has got there in their heart and they just feel like they're walking around like they're a zombie. Amen. They're going and they're so disappointed and they're so broken. Amen. And their heart just feels like, amen, it's just mush inside or whatever. Amen. There's no reason to go on. There's no reason, amen, to finish this race. But I'm going to tell you, the wages of sin is death. Come on, can I get some help this morning? But, come on, help me. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Are we going to continue in sin when we know the results? Are we going to continue in sin when we know the remedy? Woo! Hallelujah! I've seen people, amen, bound by sin, drugs, bound by bad lifestyle. Amen. Come down to this piece of wood. Come down to an old altar. Amen. Cry out to God. It might not have been in 1 minute. It might not have been in 1 second. But God started something. There is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all. Amen. God has a remedy. There's an antidote for sin.
There's an antidote for sin. There's a remedy. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God. Is there anybody in this place that you found the remedy?
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody in this place that you was bound up by sin and you didn't feel like you could get out of it and God saved you and he broke it from you? Is there anybody? Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anybody that when you got saved, you was in a situation where you felt like it was hopeless? You felt like it was gone. Maybe your marriage or maybe finances or whatever. God uses things to bring people to him. You say, oh, they got jailhouse religion. I know a lot of people, amen, don't carry through with their promises. But I've seen men go to jail Amen. And they didn't do right when they got out. But when they was in there, God met them there. And you know what he's saying? Amen. You probably ain't going to live right, son or daughter. But I'm going to show you that it ain't going to be my fault. I'll meet you right here. I've got the remedy. I've got the antidote. You should have knew better. You shouldn't have went back to sin. You should have took a right turn when you took a left turn. But I'm right here to meet you. And I'm still God. And I'm still the Savior, and I'm still the King of Kings, and I still bled and died on Calvary, and I still have the remedy for sin. Here he is in a pig pen. So hungry. He wants to eat the slop. Y'all know the prodigal son. And yet so there's royal blood flowing through this boy's veins. He's in a pig pen, but he's the son of a man and a woman, or this couple that don't live like that. He's out of place in the pig pen. And he's so hungry that he's going to eat the slop. And you know what? While he's eating the slop, he remembers the slop at his father's house. I believe it because he said, how many hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And so they didn't have pigs because they're Jews. But where'd they throw their slop? And that old boy's thinking, I know mom and dad ain't got pigs, but I sure wish I could get out there to their old slop pile. He said, because they eat, then the servants eat, then the hired servants eat. Amen. They fed their own, amen, their own in the house first. Then those boys that came in and worked in the field, hey, I can see Susie. Come on, church. Amen, Bill. Call those old boys in here. We got so much food, they might as well eat. And that prodigal son remembered the time that mom and dad ate, him and brother ate, amen, all the workers of the house ate, and then everybody that they hired ate, and they still had slop going out. And he'd carry that old slop bucket out and pour it. And he thought, man, I wish I could get some of that slop. It sure is better than the devil's slop. Amen. No wonder David said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in tents of wickedness. I've had trouble. I've had trials. Amen. But God stood by my side. Amen. And God's helped me. Amen. There's a remedy for every sin-sick soul. He said, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get out of this pig pen. I'm going to tell my father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Just put me as one of those hired servants. Hey, man, I know mom will feed me. Hallelujah. Make me as a hired. Woo-hoo! He don't realize that there's the best robe. He don't realize at that old fatted calf that Bill told Susie yesterday, Susie, we're going to have to kill that calf or that old meat's going to get tough. Hallelujah. He don't realize it's time for the fatted calf to be slain. He don't realize, amen, that they've already queued up the music. He don't realize that there's shoes for his feet. He doesn't realize, hallelujah, all that God's going to give him. And neither does the sinner, church. Amen. They sit in the house of God and the devil lies. Amen. The devil lies to them. Amen. But there's a remedy. Are we going to keep on sinning? Amen. When we know the remedy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, he shall you the good of the land. When we know the remedy, are we going to keep on sinning when we know the remedy? I'm going to tell you how I feel this morning. I know there are those that have done wrong. But I feel like if any person, I'm not the judge, I know there's a sin against the Holy Ghost, but I'm tell you how I feel this morning, like the Holy Ghost is impressing on me, that any person that would come to God and say, Lord, I need you to forgive me. Lord, I need you to save me. Lord, I know sometimes we may have more trouble forgiving them than God does, because the elder brother who was faithful, and he was right. Come on now, we want to put our fingers at him, but he was right. But he just missed it. Hallelujah. And he realized, Lord, I've been serving you all this time. Amen. And the Father said, all that I have is thine. All that I have is thine. That's what the Father told the elder brother. He said, all that I have is thine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I know sometimes it's hard for us to forgive them. I know it's hard, but God, He was looking down the dusty road when that prodigal son came, and somebody said it's the only time the Father ran, when He ran to me. Amen. And put His arms around me. Is there anybody here that God ran to you? Amen. Another song said He came looking for me. Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. His plans had moved forward to put me away. Amen. But He came looking for me. He left the 99 and came looking for the one lost sheep. Amen. There's a remedy for every sin. Amen. Shall we continue in sin when we know the love of God? Amen. That reaches past the highest star, reaches down to the lowest hell. Amen. Jonah's in the bottom of the whale, the bottom of the ocean, in the belly of the whale. But the love of God reached him. And I want you to know God's love still reaches today. Stand together with me, Sister Bethany, to get us a song. Amen. I felt like last night, I want us to be sensitive to the Lord right here. Amen. We need the Lord to help us. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. But I felt like the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. I felt like the Spirit of God dealt with me last night to come in this house this morning and ask you, are you going to continue in sin when you know the results? Are you going to continue in sin when you know the remedy? Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe God will meet us in these altars. Amen. I believe that the Lord will help us in a great way. Can we just reach up to the Lord right now and just ask Him, Lord, help us today. God, move. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to open these altars. I want us to come and pray this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, whatever it takes.